88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio by Jen Clower. She's got a new album that is self-titled, and tonight she's going to be playing at the Echo. Thank you so much for stopping on by today to play some tunes.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Now, for you, this is, you know, this isn't your first album, but this is the first one that's self-titled. What was it about this one that you said, you know what, I'm going to make it about, I guess, me? Or how does it kind of define who you are and led you to do that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the truth of the matter is that I did have a whole lot of different ideas for titles, but none of them seemed to stick. Like, often, you know, when you're trying to name an album, you'll kind of come across something and go, yeah, that's the title. But nothing seemed to kind of cover the whole spectrum of what I was talking about on this record. And then I was like, maybe it's self-titled. I've never released a self-titled album. It's kind of rare, I think, to put a self-titled album out on your fourth album. Usually it's, you know, sort of like a debut or second album. But it is, you know, it's a really, it's a personal album. And, you know, I talk very closely about, you know, what's been happening in my life over the last few years and what it's like to be a musician in Australia.
I start missing you days before you leave. I guess it's a kind of sensory memory deep below the conscious. Mind you, I can be on my own. I'm an only child. I like my company. Pot around, make another pot of tea for two is when you come home. We sit and eat breakfast eggs with soldier toast, but it well, so you get the urges of the things we never say. Distance has a funny way, slowly making you someone. People
another song in here, which, you know, now is very timely. I'm sure at the time you wrote it, it was, you know, starting to bubble up. But Strong Woman, you mm-hmm. know, that stands out as a song. Yeah. That, you know, there's a lot of movements today about, you know, woman empowerment. And you were kind of looking back at your heritage and empowered women that comes from your lineage and from your past. Mm. So what inspired that song?
Sure. It's interesting because you're right. I mean, when I wrote the song, there wasn't the Me Too movement. You know, there was a lot that hadn't happened yet. And I was really just reflecting on, at Milk Records, we work with a lot of interns and younger women who are still finding themselves. And it made me think about how, you know, what was it like when I was 18, 19, 20? And I realized that I had, you know, a mother who was a really powerful matriarch, and she came from a line of very powerful women. Tribally, she comes from the New Zealand Indigenous people, the Maori people, and when you start to read about the history of different Maori tribes, a lot of the women were warriors, so they were on the battlefield fighting alongside their husbands. So there wasn't this, you know, huge sort of, you know, gender divide of like you stay home. I mean, they still did, you know, all of those traditional things that women have done, you know, caretaking, childcare, preparing food. But there was also this fierce involvement, which I think translated, you know, it's come through my line. And yeah, I guess I'm just sort of just paying tribute to my mother. She was an academic senior professor at the Auckland University for Maori studies. And, you know, her journey through academia was a tough one. She did experience situations where, even though her qualifications were absolutely, you know, top notch, she didn't get the job.
Open and surrender. This is how.
In the record itself, you have a song called Forget Myself, and it was somewhat inspired by the fact when Courtney was out on the road at that for that particular record, you were not. You know, what? How is that? That, you know, what is that like to have, you know, your significant other who you did work with and who are very creative with and were probably a big part of the process. What is it like to have her away for so long and traveling?
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because it was a whole new experience for both of us. You know, when Courtney and I first started dating, she hadn't released anything, you know, as Courtney Barnett. She'd been in sort of lots of other little bands here and there. But so I kind of witnessed the whole trajectory of her releasing her first EP, her second EP, which then became A Sea of Split Peas, which I think was the first release that Americans got to hear. And then sort of her debut album, which did really well kind of here and in UK and Europe. So, you know, it was that situation of, you know, musicians have to tour. That's how you make money. But there's the sort of other side of it where, you know, there's someone at home and it's rare for that person to be a songwriter. So I thought, oh, this is quite interesting, you know, to be able to write songs about what it's like to be left at home. And there's a couple of songs on the record like that, Forgot Myself, Sensory Memory, that kind of fill in the gaps. And I think people are probably curious, you know, if Courtney Barnett's partner's going to release an album, they're probably curious to hear what that's like being the partner of someone who's been really incredibly successful for a debut album.
Still love of your side of
Jen Clower is here. She's going to be playing at the Echo tonight, a self-titled new album. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's 88.5 FM.